Blog Talk Radio.
Hey!
Yeah.
It's the draft, y'all. What the good gon' do? Hey! Hey! Yeah, I started to break it down and rap over Mystical on this joint, you know what I mean? But I ain't going to give y'all too much too early like that. Welcome to the Thursday edition, the NFL Draft Night, the party where me and Trees go the hell off. Y'all talk about look here. It's all about football tonight, baby. We're going to go over, you know, NBA playoffs. I'm going to give props to my Wizards. Trees, look like your Chicago Bulls, man, you know.
Man,
you know.
I know.
Yeah,
but hey, look,
yeah, but
it couldn't have been no better person to beat us out than right here with the Wizards where I live at. So I'm good with it.
There you go. You good either way. There you go. Now you see what I'm saying? Well, life gave her lemons and she made lemonade. That's what's up.
Yeah. That's right.
But the Wizards, as I was saying, played the Lakers last night. So we're gonna talk a little bit about that and what it means for the Wizards play in or playoff, whichever one you want to call it. It really doesn't matter to me. I feel like getting in the door is really all it's about, seriously, you know. So we're going to discuss that, and then we're going straight into football. Everybody has a team. Everybody has an opinion of what their team should do tonight at 8 o'clock. When Roger Goodell step up and says, welcome to the 2021 draft. Everybody already has in their mind what their team needs, what should be called first, who should be called first. And I'm going to tell you, I'm going to just sneak this in right now real quick and get it off my chest. I want Kyle Pitts so bad. Oh my goodness, I want Kyle Pitts so bad, Trees. And yeah. I know I'm not going to get him. I know I can't get him. But, oh my goodness, I would love to have the opportunity to have Kyle Pitts, you know. It's just something about that dude, man. You know what I mean? He's a special kind of athlete. And not just that, but his whole makeup as far as on the field and off the field, you know, he's just something special. And he's going to be something special. Mark my words. So, okay. I've put my man crush out there. So, hey, Tree.
What? It'd be so funny that we take Kyle Pitts at 3.
That wouldn't be funny. That would not be funny. I don't see nothing funny about that at all. At all. See, I was like, you know what? DMV Kill, you doing too much talking. You ain't bring Miss Treese in. You ain't let her say nothing yet.
Nope.
And this is what you come with.
I had to punch you.
Ooh, Patty, Eddie, Spaghetti. You know what I mean? but thank you for the sweatsuit.
Hey. Oh, you're welcome. How they fit?
I'm wearing it tomorrow. You know what I mean? But you know, when I came in, Reese had it on, and let's just say I almost didn't make the show.
Wait a minute.
Wait a whole minute. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay.
Good gracious, man. That thing.
Tell Reese, put that thing away for about 2 hours.
That thing took me back to 2001, girl. Oh, my goodness. Oof. But we're going to take a quick break. She got me all seat. See what I'm saying, y'all?
That's what you got to do.
563-999-3782 is the number. 563-999-3782 is the number. And when we come back, it is NBA time. Let's get it.
Yeah.
First time I heard the lady in the background with the breathing, with I love it more. NBA man, you know, what are we going to do, man? What are we going to do? These Wizards look like they really, really trying to solidify their position, hold their spot down. With this thing, Wizards took it to the Lakers last night.
Yeah, talking about.
We took it to them Lakers like it wasn't. And listen, I don't want to hear LeBron wasn't playing. I don't give a cookie. It's still paid professionals out there on that court, and. I didn't hear nobody saying anything about LeBron when the Lakers beat Utah. So I don't want to hear nothing about LeBron and this and that and the third. Now that, the Wizards cakewalked them Bammers. I think it was like 114 to 101 or something like that. Anyway, let's bring big brother Theodore up in here on Kale's Corner. What's happening, bro?
Hey, good evening, everybody. What's up, Kel? Good evening, Lady King.
How are you?
Good, good. Whoever else on the line?
Draft day, baby.
You're the first one.
Yeah, draft day, man. I see that Denver made some moves by getting Teddy Bridgewater.
We on your sport now.
I just heard you say draft day. Okay, I thought it was been whole thing for football, but you got excited because y'all won yesterday. Yeah, good win.
I got Tourette's, man. My Tourette's showing off, so I'm just you know, draft day. That's the draft day. I got too much bad, bro.
Y'all had a good win yesterday. Y'all had an excellent win. Like, we was worried about if, you know, if Scott Brooks going to blow it. So that's the theme of the thing now, you know, of each game is, you know, y'all get a lead or whatever, y'all, you know, be in the games or whatever, but it's what's Scott Brooks going to do or not going to do? You know, is he going to lose the game for you guys, you know, because your team hustles and stuff.
Archie Moore had a good game last night. Yeah, but I'm not going to get carried away with them because there are still points that he's shown up can work on and develop and get a little better. But it's good to see the growth. You know, I'm going to say that. It's real good to see the growth in this young man. And seriously, it's right on time, you know. He's not too late with it. He's not too far behind with it. It's right on time, the growth that he's showing. So, and I, for one, appreciate that because I remember.
Did y'all see that slam dunk he did on Anthony Davis?
Hey, and Ted, I thought about you first thing with the conversation we've had, Ted, when we were talking about. And when we were talking about Anthony Davis and, you know, the speculations and knowing and not knowing whether, you know, things are what they should be or whatever with him.
Right.
When he grabbed his nose last night, I saw a female, dog. I saw a female in my mind, though. I mean, I thought he was going to cry.
What happened?
Anthony Davis went up and tried to block the dunk on Archie Moore, and Archie Moore rose above Anthony Davis and put that thing in the basket. And I mean, you talk about a poster. You talk about a poster, man. And ever since I saw that last night, the Sports Center theme song is what's been on my mind because I knew that they were going to have that as a Sports Center segment. You know, I mean, man. He brought it. He brought it for real. And see, what made it so wild was he had other opportunities to dunk like that. And he was missing. He was missing them. But that one, I mean, the stars lined up perfect and everything was in place and in order. And that man, He brought the house down with that dunk. He brought the house down. Anthony Davis looked like a little helpless kid on a poster, man. I'm serious. I'm dead serious. I was like, wow.
LeBron knew they was gonna lose. He was sitting over there on the sideline. He was on his phone the whole time, just texting. He was looking at the game and he started texting again. Then he looked at the game, started texting again. I was like, maybe I don't know if he was taking notes or he was really texting somebody. Or he was just, you know, on his phone taking notes. I don't know what he was doing. But he wasn't paying attention.
Taking notes or what? Taking notes on what? Because he damn sure enough wasn't.
Who to watch? Well, who to watch?
He probably
what I'm saying. Go ahead, Ted.
Go ahead, Ted.
Well, no, I was going to say he probably said, man, why did we get rid of Dwight Howard? Why did we get rid of JaVale McGee? We need some still that, that,
Rhonda,
that know
they,
how to
they
play.
Got rid of everybody.
Yeah.
We,
yeah.
What we gonna do now?
If y'all keep winning the way y'all winning, look, the sky's the limit for real. If y'all can get the coach, even Cassius Winston got in the game. You know, like
yeah,
everybody
yeah.
was playing yesterday. Everybody got. Everybody was eating yesterday.
But you know one thing I noticed with the Lakers. Anthony Davis and Drummond, they don't play, they don't mix good on the court. Now, I will say, you know, maybe it's because they haven't had a whole lot of time to play together. Maybe that's what the situation is. But their timing was crazy off last night. And, you know, they moved Anthony Davis to the power forward and had Drummond at the center, and then they switched them around, put Drummond at power forward and Davis at center, and those boys, they just were not playing well together at all.
It wasn't working.
Okay.
I think Drummond got that foot injury too. Like, you know, he got that foot plantar fasciitis. Yeah, he has that. He got that too. So he's playing hurt. Not only is he playing hurt, and he's playing with a team he's unfamiliar with. So they don't. The chemistry is not really there yet. I'm not saying he won't get there, but it's not there now.
Right. Ted. Let me get this out real quick. I'm noticing this Wizards team, how their chemistry is just the opposite. Westbrook and what's his name? What is his name, man? The Senate, y'all. No. Westbrook.
Lopez, Gafford.
Okay. And Lynn as well. Lopez is the only person that's still playing center that's like the beginning, like the Wizards used to play. He's the only one that still has that in him. Everybody else, Gabbert, Gill, Lynn, when those guys are called on, you can see that okay, they're spending time, you know, and it's not to say that Lopez isn't, because I don't know whether he is or isn't, but I do know that Gafford and Lynn both look like they have been playing non-game time with Bill and Westbrook and even Ish Smith, which I'm going to bring up a fact about him as well. But it's like these guys have developed chemistry, and you can see it. Now, this is just me, but I don't think having LeBron playing last night would have made that much of a difference. I seriously don't, because this Wizards team, they're playing with chemistry. They're playing as teammates. Guys are making moves without even saying anything to one another. Guys are getting jobs done just off of eye contact. And when you have a team playing like that, man, the sky is the limit on what they can do and who they are as competitors. Let's take this call right here. 605, what's happening?
Hey, what it do? Kale's Corner. What's up, Kale? Much love, respect.
What's
Kale.
Up,
man? How y'all
what's
doing
up,
today?
Tango?
Oh, man.
Hey,
I'm sitting here enjoying this conversation. Y'all talking about the Bullets, man. Everything you said been on point.
You just gave me goosebumps. Say it again. I feel like the hyena and Lion King. when it was like Mustafa, the bullet. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
It was,
I'm BA.
Even though both of us was on the same page with Lopez, the one thing that I can't give Lopez is when he get that ball in the paint, that hook shot on point, man. I don't know where they start falling in, but that hook shot is on point. He do not miss it for some reason. He
truly on point.
Yes, indeed.
Truly.
And I like the way, like you say, that dunk by my man Hunter Moore last night. Oh my gracious, man! I know Westbrook and Bill got in his ear real hard. Especially Westbrook told him, "You don't step it up, man. You ain't gonna be out here on this floor doing playoff time, man. I'm gonna tell you that right now."
Hey.
What we saw last night, I believe, is what we're gonna see from Hunter Moore here on out. He got the picture, man. He tired of Westbrook yelling at him. I watched the games, man. All the games, every time Westbrook be in his ear, getting on him every time. When he do something good, and when he do something good, he praises. He does that too.
That's true. Can I say this though? You were saying about the chemistry, right? And the Lakers in that game. Y'all have been playing together as a team way longer than they've been jailing as a team. So the chemistry for y'all is going to be there. The chemistry for them is not going to be there because LeBron and the offense is normally ran through either AD or LeBron or both of them. And only AD is there. So now they have to learn how to play without LeBron on the floor. Mm-hmm. And, you know, most of their points come through LeBron or him giving assists and all those kind of things. So that's what they have to get together. They have to get together and try to learn how to work that out. Y'all already figured that out without the coach, because y'all coach is Westbrook. Westbrook is y'all coach on the sideline. So everybody is. Scott Brooks is there as the coach, but nobody's really listening, you know, to him. They're listening to Westbrook because, as you noticed last night, even when they called a timeout, guess what Scott Brooks said? Westbrook,
I was just going to say that during the timeout, everybody crowded around Westbrook, and Westbrook was delving out responsibilities and what's expected, and they listened to, including Bradley Beal. All eyes were on Westbrook and what he wanted. I'm telling y'all, judging by the way that the team is responding and Westbrook is responding to them, this is what Westbrook wanted all along. This is what he wanted from OKC. This is what he wanted in Houston, and with Washington, it's the place where he's found it. He's a leader, and these guys are because they see this dude doesn't take a night off. And the commentators were saying that last night, how Westbrook never takes a break. How no matter what the situation is with him physically, he's going to give you 110% of himself. And you know, it's an amazing thing to watch how this Wizards team, in spite of the head coach, have found a way to come together, have found a way to unite and play as a team. And I'm telling you, it doesn't matter where or what your seeding is in the playoffs. It really does not matter. The only thing that matters is what you do with your opportunity. And like I say, the way that these guys are slowly gravitating to Westbrook and learning how to play together through Westbrook, the more dangerous they are. And Charles Barkley said it the other night, and everybody that knows me knows that I don't really like repeating or quoting stuff that certain, especially when it comes to basketball, because retired individuals in football, it seems like they can give their prop to today's players. Old retired basketball players, they just, you can hear the hate, including Michael Jordan, but you can just hear the hate in their voice when they're talking about this new breed of players. But Barkley said something that was poignant to me. And he said, a lot of teams are not going to want to see this Wizards team once the playoffs start, because the Wizards will expose a lot of teams for who they really are. And the Wizards have been playing playoff style basketball almost since the All-Star break. So their intensity has already been raised. Their eye on the prize has already been there. And these young men are hungry to prove the naysayers wrong, to prove everyone who has something to say against them wrong. So, you know, this Wizards team, in short, can be a very dangerous team. They can be a team, like I said, that other teams don't even want to deal with, don't even want to play. Therese?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, look, the Wizards have a great chance to win if they don't shoot themselves in the foot. Because that's what, I mean, teams that don't win on a regular basis, especially championships and stuff like that, they normally shoot themselves in the foot because they've never been there before. So
right.
let's just hope and pray that this Wizards team have enough, I'm going to say it, have enough balls to not tuck them in, tape them up.
Let them hang. Let them hang.
Yeah, just let them hang.
But you know what? Like, I got a question to ask. And this is more about the Lakers. Do you guys think, because the Lakers only have 11 more games after last night, so do you think that'll be enough time for Drummond and AD to develop their chemistry? And remember, no LeBron, because that's going to be another player that these guys are going to have to. Well, AD is already accustomed to playing with LeBron, but do you think that Drummond can become accustomed with that?
Yes.
Ted,
yes.
What say you?
Drummond's a fast learner.
Yeah.
What say you, Ted?
Yeah, it's just a matter of this Drummond just got to do his role, because once LeBron come back, I mean, you know, it's playerless position for him. He dictates the offense for them,
right.
You know, how they flow, you know, especially without Rondo being there. But like I said, when Schroeder's in there, what have you, but we know when LeBron comes, he's the point forward, you know, so he dictates. He doesn't really have to adjust to do or do anything. Just go play ball, you know.
Right.
And the comment with your Wizards, like they say, all they doing is just playing ball. If you're a baller and playing ball, just hustle and playing, you know, playing basketball, not just standing around and waiting on the shot. Let's cut and move, you know. And
right.
So, like I tell you, that's what impressed me about Gafford. So well, man, how he just moved and just every time he's always probing towards the basket, trying to get a rebound, trying to do something, you know, pick and roll, as far as defense, he's picking up the mesh, you know, getting back on his
mesh,
you know, and stuff. So it's just that, you know, like I said, y'all going to be very dangerous in the playoffs, you know, and it might be prove y'all to even have to play in the play-in, you know, because that'd give y'all more time to play, you know, because I don't think y'all really need too much rest, because a lot of people have been injured, and like I said, y'all, they coming back and they gelling at the right time. So a little bit more seasoning for playoff type, and then bring that Cassius Winston in, man. Y'all need to get him into that rotation, because y'all going to need that defense.
They don't want to pay him yet. They don't want to pay him yet, Ted. Yeah. That's the real reason why they don't want to play him, because they know that boy bad as a mug. And if you go out there and act like Ja Morant and what's the other one name? De'Aaron Fox. If you go out there acting like that, they're going to have to get that boy some more money.
Yes.
Mm. What say you,
so
Lou? Welcome to the corner, Lou. What say
Thanks.
You?
Hey, Lou.
Hello. Yeah, all
What's
right. This game to be very competitive in the East with the in the conferences.
Yeah.
Yeah. Being shut in, but at least the Nets are officially in, so that's good news for me.
Yeah. But you guys, I don't know why, but if it's a personality thing or playing style, but it seems like your team fits better together than the Lakers are. And that's wild to me, because New Jersey really, if you think about it, they really haven't had a whole lot of time with all their main players being Harden, Kyrie, and KD playing together. But these guys still have found their chemistry. They still play as if they've been playing together forever. So, and that I don't know, like I say, I don't know if it's a personality thing or a player style or whatever, but it just seems as though you guys don't. You think so?
It's got to be.
I just think y'all hungry. I just think on the Wizards team, y'all are a young team. So young people tend to listen more than somebody like Lopez. Like you already said it. Like Lopez is the only one on the team that's not really playing this new basketball that the Wizards are playing. That's because he's old. He's set in his ways. He's old. Like he's not good with new things, like it's coming. You can see it coming, but he just it's just gonna take him a little while longer to get there because he's an old person. Older people they don't want to change the routine, so to say. They like things the way they are.
They don't like to come out of their comfort zone. Go ahead, Jay.
Everybody else has. Because they're young, they don't know nothing else. They just want to play ball and win. And then when you got Westbrook on your team in your ear, banging you, hey, you got to do this, and get your butt over there, and you get rotating this, and he doing all that. You're kind of scared. You like, okay, I'm gonna do. Hands up, I'm doing it. But Lopez, I know it's not gonna happen to me if I don't do it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I'm gonna say with Lopez, ain't too much he can do, you know. So it ain't a matter of him, being an old player, whatever. Ain't too much he can do, you know, and what have you. So and like my man was saying, he's got that jump hook where he done developed, and he's working that, you know. If you stick with that and do what your skill set allows you to do, and that's what you're good at. And like Kale was saying, you can tell and see maybe who's been in the gym putting in a little bit extra work or whatever and working on things together. Lopez ain't going to work on too much, you know, because he's just, bottom line, like you say, old. He's set in his ways pretty much, but ain't too much skill set that he can work on, you know. So therefore, he's gonna only get you certain things. So you want him to you get the ball inside. You get it 3 feet, 2 foot from the basket. Give me that hook. You know, give me that, and then give me some rebounds. Don't give me no turnovers. Don't throw the ball away. Don't turn over. Okay.
Right.
Don't make
right.
you foul.
Right.
You know.
Right.
And that's all. Give me that, and that's it. Don't try to do too much. You know. Don't try to shoot no threes. I don't need you shooting no threes. We got shooters. I just need you to play your role, get up and down the court.
So Kale.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Uh-huh.
Kale, you remember back when y'all acquired Westbrook?
Yeah.
And I kept telling you. I said, bruh, it's going to be all right. It's going to be cool. You was like, I don't know.
Hey, Tree. Hey, Tree.
Hold on.
I don't want to hear that,
y'all. I'm about to bring it home.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Bring it home. Bring it home.
Because back in November the 24th, I might add, you put out there that Teddy Onces loves the hockey. He loves hockey more than he loves basketball. But
that's proven.
This is also what you said, quote unquote. I wrote it down. You said the Wizards will come in fifth through seven, either five, six, or seven in the playoffs. And you said that December the 22nd, 2020.
All right.
All right. And big boy, my brother from another mother. He said that the Lakers, the L.A. Lakers, to repeat, and he said that in November the 5th, 2020. Let's see who's going to be the winner of those 2 things. We're going to see.
What I say last show, a broke clock right twice a day. 5-6-3-9-9-9-3-7-8-2 We'll be right back. And when we come back, football, baby. Hey. Say is this. I got to keep my crib walk in the house. If I go to L.A. or somewhere and try to crib walk, I'll probably get jumped, y'all. I'm trying to tell you because I can't crib walk for nothing, man. I be trying so hard. I just can't get it. Breaking news.
Really?
Aaron Rodgers had, well, Therese, do you have that quote, Therese, from Aaron Rodgers?
Yes, Aaron Rodgers said he doesn't want to come back to Green Bay. He would prefer to go to the Raiders or the Broncos or the 49ers.
Wow. And yep. You know what? It wouldn't surprise me at all if the 49ers aren't the team that wins the services of one Mr. Aaron Rodgers, because y'all got that third pick.
Mm-hmm.
And it is more than justifiable to give your third pick to Green Bay for Aaron Rodgers.
Right.
Matter of fact, I wouldn't be surprised if Green Bay don't add a little more to it, meaning they want something more than just earn, than to just give them that third, number three overall pick.
Well, whoever get them, Kale going to have to give up more than that. They're going to have to give up one or two players or something.
Hmm.
Mm.
I mean, because he is a Hall of Famer.
Right. First ballot at death.
First ballot. So, I mean, if he up in the air and he want to come to us, I don't see why we shouldn't take him. We got more than enough people we can give out. Don't take them, and them. Take him, all of them, and we'll take this one right here and keep the one we got, Garoppolo, and we'll keep – well, Garoppolo might have to go too. We'll send you on too, and then we keep him and get us a backup quarterback for him, which would be whatever one falling in the trailer, like Justin Fields going to fall all the way down because of skin color.
Yeah.
That's the only other reason why I can see him falling, because I ain't hear nothing about no Matt Jones – the other boy that come right after him. I ain't hear nothing about them guys. Trevor Lawrence was going first. I knew, and him and Zach Wilson was going first. But the Trey Lance guy and the Mac Jones. They can't go in front of Justin Fields. So let him keep on falling, and then we'll pick him up somewhere down the line.
That's just greedy, T. Yeah, man. If you end up with Aaron Rodgers and Justin Field, that's greedy. That's being greedy.
But they keep saying Justin Fields is not ready to be. He need to be sitting on the bench and watching for about a year. That's what they said. So okay.
Well, every year is somebody that the league puts a holdback on. And this year, it seems that Justin Fields is that individual. He's the one that they want to put a holdback on for whatever reason. I'm going to say this. If he falls for some reason to 19, with our quarterback situation being solidified, I would want to take him. I would definitely want to take him.
Though. But you're not being greedy.
I'm not being greedy. I got young.
Girl,
you know what? Spank your hand. Yeah, but if you had a choice between Aaron Rodgers and Fitzmagic, who you take?
Aaron Rodgers.
Okay.
But y'all don't have a thing between Aaron Rodgers and Fitzpatrick. Y'all got Fitzpatrick and y'all got Heineke. Y'all don't need no quarterback.
Lies you tell. Well, we do need an O-line.
19 pick and get some damn O-line.
Well, we're going to get the youngin' from Virginia Tech, the right tackle from what?
You are really hating
tonight, yeah.
Y'all like getting Kyle Pitts. He's not falling all the way down to no 19.
I'm not talking about Kyle Pitts. I'm talking about the lineman, the offensive lineman from Virginia Tech.
Come on, who you talking about? Let me see.
See what I'm saying? You so ready to hate. You know what I mean? You ain't even listening.
I'm about to say, you know, hey.
I don't think so.
Hold on. You want Fifth Magic, Heineke, and Justin Fields, and you not being greedy. But I can't have them because we got Aaron Rodgers. That don't even make sense.
Because think about it. If y'all did that, Aaron Rodgers would be in the same situation that he's leaving in Green Bay.
Mm-hmm.
A young quarterback being drafted.
Stop it.
He would. Lou, help me out, Lou.
Yes.
Aaron Rodgers is not wanting to leave because they drafted Jordan Love. That is not why he wants to leave. They have not put. Why are y'all drafting people and y'all need other players around him? Somebody to catch the damn ball, somebody to run the ball, somebody to tackle. Y'all ain't did nothing.
So,
they don't do no other moves but that one.
So you're saying Aaron Rodgers wants to leave because they haven't supplied him with any support. That's what you're saying?
Correct. That's what I'm saying.
Well,
really.
But that's part of it, Treece. But the fact that they drafted a quarterback, as early as they did, and let's face it, who has a skill set that Aaron Rodgers doesn't have. Aaron Rodgers seen the writing on the wall. That's why he's ready to leave. That's why he wants to get out of there. Not only are you not drafting offensive players to help me out, but the only offensive player you're going to draft is a quarterback. Wait a minute. I play quarterback. So you're telling me, in essence, Green Bay told Aaron Rodgers 2 years ago. You're missing my point. Green Bay told Aaron Rodgers first, we're done with you. And if it wasn't for the Pro Bowl season, that MVP season that Aaron Rodgers had last year, they would have let him go instantly. Trust me. Because they want the young boy, Hurts, to start with them. They're ready to move on from Aaron Rodgers. So Aaron Rodgers has every right to show his disgruntled nature and the fact that he's peed off. He has every right to show that. I've given to you. Well, guess what? The last thing I'm going to give you is the gift of showing you what type of quarterback I am, and then I want the hell out of here.
I just think, Kel, it's a catch-22, basically, because part of what you're saying is true and part of what I'm saying, and then you merge them together, and then you get the truth. He's saying, I see y'all drafting the quarterback because y'all think I'm done. He said, okay, but that's cool. But is them known? What else y'all going to do? I got to play with the same people? No, name one other person on the team besides Aaron Rodgers.
Because it's Green Bay.
But hold on. I'm just saying. Nobody really knows no big names don't stand out. The big names don't stand out. So what I'm saying is, he don't have nobody that he can, it's like
can
loyal
I,
to. Like, he don't, it's, they're not loyal. Because he don't have
can
nobody
I say
loyal
this?
To.
Sure. Yes, he does. Now, I can't say their name, but I do know their numbers. Number 17, that wide receiver.
Yeah.
I forgot his name.
Jones.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah.
Come on, Ted. Go ahead, give me your point.
Let me chime on this. For one, Aaron Rodgers should know what Green Bay does because that's what they did with him when Favre was playing. They picked the quarterback and they already had a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? So they were preparing in case this – I feel in case something happened to this quarterback or for the future also. So then also, Treece, you're right about, you know, him going over to San Francisco, and it's not the same because it's like he – if he goes over to San Francisco, even if they do draft the field kid, it's he knowing he's going to San Francisco solidifying that he's the starter. It's no – we got to play against each other, nothing like that. You know, it's his job. That's why we come to get you. And, yeah, we're going to draft this young boy because you don't have too many more years to play, okay?
Right.
You're not really Tom Brady. We don't know, you know, it's very rare. But you – and then if you are, you don't have too many more years. So now we want you to get this young boy some toolage, okay?
Right.
Work him in our system.
Right.
You know, you come on over here in sunny California and stuff and get you some sun and stuff. Get that going on and retire on going out in the sun and hoping us we can win one. You know, hook up with the quarterback guru as far as the Shanahan. So you do that. If he's with him, I might be saying the wrong coach, but so San Francisco known for putting out a good quarterback coaches. So anyway, that's what I feel. I feel like you're right on that part, that is no, it's not the same as far as them. If they were to get it, wouldn't be no controversy there, you know, because Aaron knows that's his job and it's no problem. Mm-hmm. It's not Fields that hasn't guaranteed the start. They hadn't said.
Yeah.
He hasn't even been drafted yet, you know what I mean? So we don't know what it's going to do. But if you got a chance to get Aaron Rodgers, I'm going to go get him. And we let you see how
many
it may be.
Okay.
So,
yes,
even
indeed.
Though I'm not an Aaron Rodgers fan like that, because, you know, he's our nemesis, but surely get him over in the West Coast. Y'all can have him, three. If we can't get him, y'all can have him. Let the team take him.
Right.
I know that's what I
said. I feel you. That was a good one.
Yeah. Yeah, but and I'm going to say this. We're starting to see what's going on in the NBA. We're starting to see that happen with the NFL. And I, for one, I applaud a player that stands up and say no. I applaud the player that says, this is my body, my playing time, my career, and I want to have more control over it than I do. Because basically that's all Tom Brady said. And look at the guy that we're getting now. Tom Brady tweeting every day and, you know, nobody can say anything to him without him responding, you know, when there was a time when he wouldn't say anything. And because that's not the New England way. And Belichick, he would be fined by the team if he came out and expressed how he felt about anything that was said or done. So, you know, I like this new NFL where players are, you know, you're not just going to do me like you guys have been doing us for years. You're not going to just get away with firing or cutting me, you know. Let's look at players like T.O. in the past. Everybody that signed T.O. basically got him for a deal. And we all knew that T.O. was worth some money as an athlete. Now, yeah, he came with his antics and his ignorance, but he was a hell of a ball player. He was a hell of a football player. And Dallas got him at a tremendous discount. Philly got him at a tremendous discount. San Francisco, now you guys were the only ones who that paid him, but that was his rookie contract. That was during his rookie year, you know. But once he made a name for himself and people knew of T.O., dude, they were getting all kinds of discounts for this man. So, you know, I'm glad now that it's a league, or it's turning to a league, where guys are speaking up for themselves. And now with the new NFL TV deal, you know, the cap, salary cap is going to go, man, it's going to go over the roof. And who does that help? You know what I mean? Who is that good for? Nobody but the owner. Nobody but the owners, because the owners are who will be receiving more money, not the players. Not the players. So, yeah, if this is the way that you guys can voice your opinion and make your way in, then by all means, take full advantage. Take full advantage. And don't let anyone tell you you're being selfish or you being wrong. No, I'm playing the game that they have been playing on us for years. 563-999-3782. When we come back, it's draft day, y'all. Draft day. Hey, Ted, I'm shaking, Ted. I'm shaking. You know, boy, draft day. Hey, that I love that song. When we out and it come on, and you know, women love it. DC women love that song to death. So,
yeah.
Just to see them all dancing in the line and wobble, baby, wobble, baby, wobble. Get in there, yeah. I love that song. Shut up, Ted.
Hey, I remember when I first met. Like I said, I met him. I'm like, yeah, that's his song. But yeah,
you know?
That's straight up DC. I love it, man. You know what I mean? And man, you know, it's a beautiful thing. That's all I'm gonna say. It's a beautiful thing.
Oh man.
You know?
Oh man. Chocolate City, baby.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed.
So, Treat, I mean, are you okay with Aaron? I mean, you know, you really want Aaron Rodgers? You okay with being, you know, not going after somebody young and new?
We got somebody young and new on our roster already.
Who? If you say Garoppolo, I'm climbing through this phone.
Well, he's not young and well, he's only 29. But
but he's a bum.
Who's a bum?
He's a bum. Garoppolo.
Oh, never.
He's
Garoppolo.
Yes, yes.
No,
he's undependable.
Listen,
your best ability is availability. Can you say that Garoppolo is available?
He cannot help hurt. You can't help hurt.
He plays the same position that 44-year-old Tom Brady played.
What difference do that make if you hurt?
Well, see, Jimmy out there going to the porn star things, and Tom is taking care of his body, drinking shake. And Jimmy out there partying.
He hurt.
I'm just joking.
He's hurt.
Don't give him a
the next
joke.
Man up. That's what
they
that
say. They labeled him wrong. You're right. You cannot help injury, you know. And so
he is
a 45 quarterback if he can come and stay healthy. But
You can't help all injuries.
Stop it.
I'm dead serious. You cannot help all injuries. But there are some injuries that occur because you're not paying proper attention to certain areas.
Oh, man. But then y'all made a whole lot with y'all quarterbacks that y'all had.
You know what, Tree? That was my biggest frustration. That was my biggest frustration because guys were getting hurt from my team and staying out longer than guys acquiring the same injury for another team, and they're back in 2, maybe 3 weeks, and my guy's missing almost half the season.
It's never the same injury. Let me say something. If I tell my ACL, right, and you tell your ACL, it's different.
You know why? You know what the difference
is? Our bodies are different.
Exactly. Exactly. Because you know what? I've been working my ACL before this injury. So it's going to heal faster. It makes sense. If you guys let me finish, it'll make a whole lot of damn sense in a minute. What I'm saying is, if you're working on a part of your body, if you're working overall, both physically and what you eat, how you're taking care of your body, it's not just about weightlifting. It's not just about training. Why do you think T.O. broke his ankle and played in the daggone Super Bowl? Because T.O.'s body was in tip-top shape before the injury.
It wasn't broke, it was fractured.
Okay, even still, we've seen players with fractures not play. We've seen players with fractures not play, have we not?
That's on them, yes, we have, and that's the problem because the coach telling them they don't want them to play. Certain players do what they want to do, regardless of who's telling them what to do and when to do. Period. That's all I'm going to say on that.
I mean, that I understand what you're saying, but you're missing what I'm saying. That's all. And we'll agree. We'll agree to disagree. There we go. let me take this call. 385, come on, you on Kale's Corner. Who's this? All right. That's cool. But what I'm saying is one player get a fractured leg, the other player has a fractured leg, and player A is back on the field before player B. It's because player A has been taking care of himself and preparing himself in case anything happens way longer than player B. That's all I'm saying. Go ahead.
LeBron James spends about $2 million on his body.
$1 million every year.
But he got that same injury, and he ain't back yet. So what I'm saying is some injuries are just what it is. It's just an injury. You have to wait it out. You just have to wait them out. You can't work them out. You can't heal faster than that person over there. Some injuries, you just got to wait them out, period.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying about taking care of yourself, being vegan or not eating
now.
Whatever. I'm just saying, he been out for a long time, and he should have been back according to your schedule. He should have been back by now because LeBron James takes care of his body better than anybody. Football, basketball, baseball, he take care of his body better than anybody in sports.
It's funny you would go LeBron James because
I had to go there.
Because LeBron is not hurt. He's resting.
Oh.
He's on a vacation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
LeBron can pull that wool. He can pull that wool over anybody else's eyes that he wants. But LeBron is resting, bro.
Keep falling in the ranks. Keep falling in the minute. They're going to have to play him like everybody else. You think he really wants that?
Yeah.
Man, come on.
He about to not have a choice.
LeBron got you, bro.
Like you say, Kel, LeBron milking it. He's definitely rested. But back as far as, you know, two players having an injury, you know, it's like the composition of their body might be different. Then also, they might have a setback on their rehabilitation. So you never really know. You know what I'm saying? So I think that Jimmy Garoppolo might have had a, you know, bad label on him with all kinds of things going on as far as, you know, with the porn star things and all that, then, you know, by him being injured. But you never know what had set him back. He could have had set back your rehabilitation, you know. So it's different things. It doesn't matter between man or woman or whatever. It's just that his composition of his body, you know. And what happened, I also hear what you're saying, Kill. You're saying that, you know, the guy might have worked out before, therefore he strengthened himself. And then when he does have an injury, it's no problem for him to come back because he has fortified that injury, that leg or whatever it was hurt, that it still was strong, you know. So, you know, because he had built upon it. But still, and then it might be quick for him to come back. You know, because he's, you know, stronger in his legs or in his arms or whatever, you know, but it's different body compositions, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, some heal faster, some don't. So, you know, and also it is depends on your nutrition also, what you intake in your body and all of it. Totally pays a difference, but you can't just really, you know, narrow and say that, you know, well, because he came back, you know, sooner than this man, that he ain't put in the work, you know what I'm saying? You can't say that.
Because COVID injury took him out. He had to retire.
After how many times? Come on, man. Come on. Don't make it seem like he had one injury and he went out.
It don't matter. His leg.
It does matter.
He cannot recover from it.
Well,
it does matter.
It does not.
Yes.
But Kobe had been playing since 18 in the professional. So,
eat better, work out harder, and eat better compared to Kale. That's what Kale said. Kale said, get in the gym, work hard, and eat right, and you bounce back from these injuries. That's what Kale said.
He should.
He should. He should.
Well, he did.
He should.
It took him out. He retired the game, sir.
It was a recurring injury.
Exactly.
Y'all keep making it. It was recurring.
But then also,
it
he had already
that,
put,
was
he had already
that.
Did
and
what,
Kale
18 years.
Injury. It don't matter.
He had already done 18 years, right? Then he do 18
hold on,
years.
Let me. Let me hear that.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I was about to say, let me hear that verse again. Y'all sound so beautiful all singing together. Let me hear that verse again.
But what I was saying was, his injury took him out, period. It took him out. Now, y'all keep saying it was a recurring injury. My thing, again, is take better care of your body. If you know that's a recurring injury, then that's the area you need to focus on more when you're doing your workout. So
you think Kobe didn't do that? Out of all people, you don't think Kobe did?
You're
right.
Listen, I don't know what he did because the injury kept coming back, sir. So that means
that's just right there, like how y'all were saying that everybody body different. Like did come back a few times after.
But Tail said it wasn't. Tail said everybody is the same.
That's just to let you know. That
no, I said the injuries. I said the injuries are the same.
Injury is the same.
It don't matter. With injuries being the same, but still your body is different. It don't matter. Still your body is different.
Yes.
You know,
well, maybe that's where the confusion came at. Let me clean that up. Yes, the injuries are the same because a broken leg is a broken leg. I don't care who you are, but. Come on, Tree.
Listen,
I'm damned if I do, I damned if I don't.
No, listen, because you can break your leg in certain areas and then you can be back like that. But if you break your leg by the knee and the knee pop out, then guess what? Then you got two injuries. The leg broke and the knee messed up.
That's for anyone, period. That is for anyone. We all have the same body part. So a broken
injury.
You got it, bro.
We saying the same injury, but y'all getting it misconfused because she thinking like if you break your shin, it's not like breaking the top part where your knee at your joint. Yeah, that's different. But Kale is saying the same injury.
Hold on. Let me clear this up. You're saying the same injury, but on different people. You're saying the same injury on different people, so that therefore the composition of their body is different. I don't care if Kale breaks his leg and I break. Hold on, let me finish. If I break my leg and Kale break his leg in the same spot, okay, I might heal faster or he might heal faster. It depends.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You don't know if I got degenerated bones. You don't know what's what.
Thank
you know what I'm saying? You
exactly.
Know. So it's not
but the initial injury is the same thing. That's all I'm saying.
No.
It's
yeah,
a broken leg.
That doesn't mean that you heal the same. But you
right. I didn't say that. I didn't say
anything.
I did not say anything about healing.
Because you're saying, that's the bottom line. Because you're saying if a man got injured, he should be able to come back the same time as the other man. That's what you're saying.
But the only reason he can't, with both of them having the same type of injury, becomes a personal situation.
No.
Like you just said. Wait a minute. Lord have mercy. Y'all gonna let me finish. You just said that it may take you longer because of the bone degenerate situation or whatever. I may not have that, but at the end of the day, we have the same injury, a broken damn leg. But if you have this going on medically and I don't, or I do and you don't, that's the only way it differs. That is the only way it differs.
That wasn't the initial conversation. The initial conversation started out saying, you were saying that the people break their leg, you know, two people broke their leg at the same time. Why won't my player come back sooner like the other players? We were just giving you some scenarios.
No, I would say on my team, when a player goes out with something like shin splint, And San Francisco or Chicago has a player that goes out with the same medical diagnosis, your player is back on the field earlier than my player. And it's because my players are in club freaking med all offseason, all preseason, and your players are actually working those body parts. That's all I'm saying.
But that it's a catch-22 the way you're saying it. That's what we're trying to tell you.
What is that? Please tell me.
Okay, because we got the same exact injury. You don't come back.
Right.
Your player don't come back, but my player do. Right? And you wonder why. It's because they should be in the gym. They should be doing it. It's probably because, like, their blood not matching up, or it could be a numerous of reasons why. Not only because they're not in a gym, it could be other reasons, underlying reasons for their health. Not having nothing to do with working out or any of that nature.
Do you agree that that applies to that? Do you agree that that applies to that player individually?
It applies to all players individually. That's why I was telling you.
Okay, okay.
Listen,
I don't.
So, but the injury itself is universal.
But that's why I was telling y'all. Oh, man. Go ahead.
The injury itself is universal.
You got it.
Right?
You got it.
Right? The injury itself, a broken leg is a broken leg.
But
a broken knee is a broken knee.
It depends, Kill. You got to see Kill.
God, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what part of the leg. If my knee broke and his knee broke, that is a universal injury.
It's not, Kale. You don't know. You don't get it, man.
Wow. So two players having a broken hand is not two different players with the same injury. That's what y'all are telling me.
But see, that ain't what you. That's what you're doing.
That's exactly. That's all I've been saying.
That is not.
No, no, Kel. That ain't what you've been saying. You're trying to throw that in there. You're trying to throw that in there. But your point was saying, you're saying that if two people get injured, why they don't come back at the same rate? If they was both supposed to be putting in the same work in the gym or whatever. Okay? That's what I gathered. That's what I gathered what you were saying.
Y'all gathered wrong. Because I said a player from my Washington team can have the same injury that your Chicago and your San Francisco team can have, and it takes my player longer to come back. I've seen that too many times. That's all I was saying.
But
that's all I was saying.
But saying it could be all that. It could be a setback in the workout.
So what you're saying, every player that Washington picks up, their bodies are different. That's what I'm supposed to go with.
Damn, they different people. Jesus Christ.
Okay.
I mean, come on, bro.
Okay.
They're different people. They got different DNA. And they ain't even
yes,
nobody
they are.
Nowhere
yes,
near
they
brothers
are, and yes, they
twins.
Do. but
damn,
they're going out. They're going out with the same injury. That's the point y'all are missing.
I understand that. This is what you said. You said Washington player hurt. San Francisco player hurt. Same exact injury. Why won't my player, Washington, come back sooner like the 49er player come back?
I know why.
You with me so far? Okay. What I'm telling you is because my 49er player came back because of whatever reason he came back, right? Your player might have been on track to come back the same time. Somebody stepped on his damn foot. And now he got to go
come
back
on,
and start
man.
All over.
So, okay, hold on. I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you why.
That's why
and
he ain't come back. Something happened.
The reason why the Washington football team players don't come back as fast as you want them to, Kale, is probably because they might be partying a little bit too much, and not putting the work in to come back.
And that is not taking care of themselves, really. And that is what makes their injury different.
That would make their injuries different.
Just like not taking care of themselves, not eating right. Hell, not getting enough proper sleep, not eating right. All these things can make one injury more harder or sustainable than the other. That's all I'm saying to y'all, man. They all get the same injury. They all get the same injury. How they recover is what's different and is what is an individual thing. How T.O. came back from a fractured leg is completely different than Brian Arakpo when he had a fractured leg. It's the same injury, but it's their approach. And that's all I'm saying. It's the same damn injury, y'all. A broken leg is a broken leg. It's how you approach your healing process that makes a difference.
Listen, we're going to agree to disagree. Everybody is going to agree to disagree because a broken leg is not a broken leg. I mean, your injury can't, I mean, even though we got the same broke leg, it could be broker on somebody else.
I was waiting for a word to be made up.
But what I'm saying is nobody is going to have the same exact injury. You get close, you get similar.
Wow.
You just don't. It ain't gonna break the same way.
So a concussion is different.
Your leg broke in the same area, but you never gonna get the same broke. I'm just gonna put that out there.
I witnessed a quarterback for the Washington Redskins suffer the same damn injury. It was the same injury. Okay. Now you're going to tell me about my team. It wasn't.
It ain't just like it. Exactly.
But it was the same break.
Look it up. I bet you it wasn't the same break. I guarantee
right
you.
Right down to the league.
Money on it.
Okay. Okay. It was.
I guarantee you want the same exact break. Nobody can, listen, me, even if you got a twin, a daggone twin, running down the hill, right? We just running. Everybody running. And the car comes. You got to stop quick, but I fall down. And both of us break our arm. The same arm. It's not going to be broke the same.
If you fall the same, if you fall the same, yes, it will. If you fall the same, yes, it will.
But guess what? No, it don't, because I'm going to put my arm there. She might have held her arms out.
Oh, wow. Well, then you didn't fall the same. You didn't fall the same.
You got it, bro. You got it.
Y'all should do like what's that? Dang, I can't think of it.
Okay.
That Frozen song. See, I be always having the grandkids, right? And they be on that Frozen sometimes. So you got Let It Go, Let It Go, Let It Go.
I got one for you.
Hakuna Matata. What a wonderful phrase. Hakuna Matata. It means no passing craze. It means no worries for the rest of your days. It's our problem-free.
Problem-free.
Philosophy.
Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata. Hakuna Matata, black folks. Hold on. Hakuna Matata.
Well, I'm gonna say this. You know what? I'm like whoever just said let it go, and I'd be confused because I'd be thinking to say let it go, but I'm definitely gonna let it go. I learned my lesson. Hey, listen, I learned my lesson before with Kel, because if he's stuck in the Philly right, you leave it alone on that one. I'm leaving it alone. So
that's what happens when you ain't wrong that much, man. That's what happens when you're not wrong that much.
I feel you. I hear you, man. I ain't finna entertain that one. I hear you, my man. You got that one. But I'm going to tell you, man, you need to go to the medical thing. It's totally different. That's all I'm going to say on that, man. You know, because
y'all need to.
You get in your knees, you might talk about ACL.
Whatever, man.
I can say different things. That's all I'm going to say, but it ain't never the same. Leave it at that.
Okay.
But, hey,
Okay.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah,
Ted,
baby.
What y'all need in the draft? Who y'all picking in the draft,
Ted? Bears, I don't know if we even got a pick, do we? Let's pick a whole new coach. Let's pick a whole new coach. Let's pick out the McCaskey. They need to get on out of there. A whole new everything. You know, I'm just done with them. And they're going to make me burn my Khalil Mack jersey. No, I ain't going to burn it. I'm going to sell it. I'm going to put it on Poshmark.
What's up, big boy?
What's up, y'all? How y'all doing? Hey, what's up, Mr.
What up, fam?
I'm good.
Let me ask you a question.
Don't start, Chief. Hey, you sound like you about to try to get me caught up in something.
Yeah, she is.
Go ahead, though.
You and Kid would ever fell down and broke your arm at the same time?
No.
Playing football. Well, I broke mine, but he felt it. I broke my
you know.
I believe that. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and leave that alone.
And also, when I was in the military, I was on the gun range. My round popped out of my M16 on my face, and my brother felt it. And I was in Oklahoma, and he was up here.
Oh, wow.
That ain't got to do with the same break, brother.
Hey, that's 10 months inside. That 9 months inside, do something.
You know what I'm saying? But
before we with anybody.
Yeah, that's true.
The whole point of the matter is, I mean, y'all making it seem that breaks are specifically guaranteed for one individual and not another. Trust me, two people can have the same break and have totally different accidents, have totally different situations. And how they come back from it, okay? How they heal is what makes a difference. That's it.
What say you, big boy? What say you?
I mean, that. Hey, look, two different people, same injury. Two different people working on it. It all depends on what's it's them intangibles that's in that individual that's going to determine how they come back from that injury. You know what I'm saying? Because all athletes work out when they get injured. Matter of fact, in football, all athletes play injured every week.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of whether they're going to give into that injury or not. So physically, I don't think there's much of a big difference, but it's with that heart that's going to make the big difference on who come back and who do what.
Okay.
I mean, that's just, and then like, you know.
Okay, so you accepted what Big Boy said. You accepted
no,
what Big Boy said,
I
but
can't
wrong.
I asked the question, and that's how he felt. So, I mean, you can't debate how people feel. We was debating because you put it out there because it was a question. I asked him how he felt. So, it's easier to go with how somebody feels as opposed to you put it out there as a question. That's all I'm saying, bro. I just was listening.
Whatever.
She
a Bama.
Yeah, she
a Bama. She a
Bama.
He said, Big Boy came on here and basically said the same thing that I done lost my damn voice saying.
No.
Okay.
He did not say the same thing you said.
No, and look, and I'm going to say this, and I normally don't say stuff like this, but your support, he done hung up. He dropped off the line. So
but
you know where the hell he was.
All I want to do is say, okay. Hey. He's going to be like, okay, I'm getting
it. Man, he done hung up. He dropped the line.
No, he did not. I heard him laughing.
He's not here, Tree. I'm
oh,
telling
I'm
you.
I'm seeing him laugh in the house now. My bad.
Yeah, it must be in your ear. It must be in your ear. Cause I'm, yeah. I'm looking
I'm still,
at the studio
still,
over. Yeah,
see,
you
I
still.
He was I heard his voice.
No, Tanya's still here. I'm talking about Ted.
Talking about Ted.
Oh, Ted.
Oh,
no,
nah, yeah. Tanya's still here. I'm talking about Ted, who had so much support for you, and trying to express your
he
comment.
You
I can care less.
You didn't.
I can care less.
People. He's mad at me.
Yes.
He was
on
my
side.
So he's probably mad at
Ken. 563-999-3782 is the number. This is your boy, DMV Kale.
Let
and
no
Troublemaker 3.
D. Floyd, my baby. Awesome. Go, soul. Let's go.
We'll be right back, man.
Come on.
This guy can make me so confused.
It's all right.
Living day by day, I feel so used. That ain't right.
Come on.
I just wanna run and hide.
Yeah.
But I don't have the time to cry, and it's all right. It's all right, all right.
Yeah.
Any thoughts are running through my head. It's all right.
It's all right.
Wishing to be somewhere else but here, and it's all right.
Tell you, it ain't nothing like go-go, man. It ain't nothing like Go-Go, man. And that joint right there just move me to another situation. Hey, Big Boy. No, really? No, not Big Boy. I'm sorry. Not Big Boy. Tank.
Hey.
I'm hearing Jerry Jones might give up some stuff, man, to move up so y'all can get the tight end, man.
Yeah,
what's his name? Pitt.
Yeah, you know Jerry gonna throw that money around real fast, man.
But you know it's gonna cost a lot to move up and get him.
Hey, we don't care. They might even let Cooper might be gone too. I heard.
Wow.
Yeah, but he ain't going nowhere.
That's why I know something might happen.
Yeah, and Jerry's saying, don't be surprised. He's saying he's going to do something that nobody's expecting him to do, and So I mean, we don't know. It's a wait and see type situation, you know. But to be honest. To be honest, it would not surprise me. It would not surprise me at all with Jerry Jones because, you know, Jerry Jones is the new Al Davis. Jerry Jones is the new Al Davis. And, you know, when I was looking the other day at the special that they had on NFL Network, and they talking about Tagliabue and Al Davis and the battle they had going back and forth, and how Al Davis was basically like, the hell with you. I don't care who you are. I'm not going to surrender. I'm not going to give up my position. I want this stadium in L.A., and that's what's going to happen. I thought about Jerry Jones. All I could think about was Jerry Jones and how we want the ball club in Austin, and we're going to have the ball club in Austin. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I was like, wow, Al Davis is Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones is taking a page out of Al Davis's book. But I'm going to say this, and I mean this with all sincerity, because I don't like, hate, dislike, cannot stand, will throw up food if I'm watching and you all are beating my Washington team, the Cowboys.
Already know.
Cool. Give up every pick that you want for an offensive player when it's not your offense that lost you games last year. It's that weak defense. It's that weak defense.
We got like 10
It's that defense
picks,
that you got what?
We got about 10 picks,
you got
man.
What?
We good.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So
we're gonna be
we
good.
And with that 10 pick, you're telling me that you guys need to rebuild your team, right?
Nah. On that defense, we do need to rebuild that defense. Yeah, I ain't mean to say not the team, but that defense, I'm with you. We just need to rebuild the defense. And we signed Big Woods. We signed them last week to a contract. You know what I'm saying?
Keep
clogging that middle up. So he going to be there.
Boy.
We're going to be all right. Matter of fact, you got about what? About two more hours? You're going to see a lot of things about to happen in the next 3 days.
We got an hour, 15 minutes, man. And look.
Hour, 15 minutes.
Okay. Hey, Tang. Hey, Tang.
My bad, y'all. My bad.
Hey, Tang. Hey, Tang.
Huh? Huh?
You got to say no homo when you say you signed Big Wood.
You know what, man? You know what, man? You look like, hey, man. You know what? When I'm at work and I be around them youngers, I make sure I stay on point with that, right? So I should have been on point. I make sure I be on point next time because I forgot I am on KO's Corner. Ain't nothing wrong.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
I
man.
Oh, man.
Yeah, you sound big wood, huh?
I ain't messing with you, bro.
Y'all forgive me. That's an inside personal joke. But big boy, it's your turn, man. Come on and tell me what are you hoping Washington grabs tonight, man? With that 19th pick, because we only have 6 picks, right?
Yeah, 6.
Okay,
I mean,
so
I'm hoping we go ahead and grab, you know, the quarterback that we want for the future. Because there's plenty of quarterbacks in this race.
You don't think we have them?
No.
No. I mean, Heineke has shown flashes. I just really haven't seen enough of him to say that he's the quarterback of the future. That's the only reason I say that. You grab a quarterback, you know what I'm saying, that's going to increase the competition in camp. And then you go ahead with them other 6 picks, and you show up that offensive line and grab maybe some D-backs. Because really, our concentration should be on offense. The line first, and then quarterback. Because
the only place on defense that concerns me or I give pause about is linebackers and that back line, safeties, you know. That's the only place that I'm really concerned with, you know. I know we've made some moves and we've brought some people in, you know, but I'm just not – I have to see them playing. I have to see them playing. Now, one thing I will say, I know between Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera, those guys are going to be in playing position, shape, and mentality. And that was something that killed us, man. That was something that killed us. I don't know how many times I would see a fumble and our guys miss it because they're not really paying attention. You know what I mean? Their minds are not on the play in its totality. So, you know, I know that, again, Ron Rivera and Del Rio, they'll fix that. They'll fix that, you know what I mean? So my interest or my want is offensive line, man. Offensive line, because that if you do the same thing with your offensive line that you've done with your defensive line, I really think this team will be headed somewhere great. And no matter who's playing quarterback, we won't miss a beat because we have an offensive line who's protecting these guys. You know, we have guys who are doing the job that every NFL fan, not just Washington fan, every NFL fan wants to see their quarterback protected, wants to see plays actually completed. Because your quarterback is staying upright, you know, that blitz is not bothering him, it's not fading him, it's not getting to him. You don't have to dump off to your running backs all the time. You know, you can actually complete passes to your wide receivers.
Yeah,
I feel you on that.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say the same thing.
Yeah, you're 100% right in my opinion.
Now, Trees.
Yeah.
Okay, you. I know how you feel about Aaron Rodgers coming, but what else do you want coming to your team?
healthy players, staying healthy. We don't really need a lot
she
of
is not,
we just need a piece
she
of
is not going to let that go. She is not going to let that go. She's a healthy player.
Healthy players, that's all we need. Healthy players.
Hey, Green Bay ain't going to let Aaron Rodgers go, Mike.
Man, Aaron Rodgers just...
He's going to make that decision. He's going to say
yeah.
He's going to sit out. He said he don't want to play for them. I mean, they might as well
yeah.
Do something. They better get some pieces to put around him or trade him while they can still get some something for him.
Yeah.
Because if they wait until his contract is over, they're going to be short.
Very sure.
You sound like you want to get them.
I sound like I've been. We should have been had them 4 years ago, 5 years ago. But okay, it's now.
Yeah, you're right. But the reality of it is now, Green Bay is like you know, just the face of our organization.
Yeah.
You know,
because they don't have no other face. They don't got no other face. They ain't got no other
Green Bay. Green Bay has sent out mixed signals, man. Green Bay has sent out mixed signals. You draft not one offensive player in 2 years, and then when you do, it's a quarterback. Ho, I play quarterback. I play quarterback.
Yeah.
You know, what are you saying? And real quick, big boy. But it's the same thing they did. It's the same thing they did with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. But go ahead, big boy.
They making business decisions. They know Aaron Rodgers is older. They know that the team is going to go on past Aaron Rodgers. They just preparing for their futures. That's not threatening Aaron Rodgers.
Right. That's what
That's not
saying.
Threatening Aaron Rodgers. That's just saying, okay, Aaron, we know that you're getting older. And the truth of the matter is every player got an expiration date. Yours is getting close.
True.
Everybody.
True.
So we're gonna prepare for that.
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question. Let me ask y'all a question. How much of what we saw going on with Tom Brady in Tampa Bay, do you think is playing a part in Aaron Rodgers' decision?
A lot.
Is he saying, or in other words, is Aaron Rodgers saying, well, Tom did it last year. I might be able to do it this year on my way out.
Hey, look, I feel it's got a lot to do with it. But Aaron Rodgers got to think on the business side of this, too. Aaron Rodgers is not Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Aaron Rodgers is not Tom. Aaron Rodgers don't have the hardware that Tom Brady got as far as the rings. Aaron Rodgers is a hell of a player, yeah. He's a hell of a player, but he's not, as far as the league is concerned, Tom Brady.
Right.
So he can't think, well, Tom got it. Nah, you're not Tom.
You're not Tom. Thank you.
You're not Tom. So what you got to do, go ahead, keep yourself in tip-top shape, keep at the top of your game. And one thing about it, they're going to look at the age eventually, and then you'll be able to make your move. But it's a business thing. Because, see, it's two sides of it.
But
what
he should know that.
Feel,
But let me say this. Aaron Rodgers feels like I've sacrificed, I've given so much to this organization. You guys could have at least had a conversation with me on the way we were moving. No, I'm sitting at home watching the draft like every other football fan, and my team, the people that I'm under contract with, goes out and picks a guy that plays the same position that I do. And now we all know that Green Bay has a running back. They have wide receivers. They have tight end. They have offensive linemen. They have all of that. But the goal of most franchises is to get better. with your personnel. And Aaron Rodgers feels as though, okay, this dude is not better than me. And you guys are steadily picking up defensive players. When are you going to get me some help? And it just it just got to a point where the man was like, you know, the hell with this. Tom Brady did it. Why can't I?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if I don't win a Super Bowl, at least I'll have a fun. I have a lot of fun somewhere else figuring my way out.
Right.
I can't fault him. I can't fault him for that. I can't fault him for that. I mean, at the end of the day, teams make moves without obligation. Teams make moves without
without telling people.
Exactly. Because as this at case in point, Aaron Rodgers was never told that a quarterback was going to be drafted, someone
mm-hmm.
to replace him. He was never told that. So, you know, we can't, it's time that the players hold some stake in the outcome of their career instead of it all being on the team. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes. I thought everybody was going
to say y'all with me. I'm about to say y'all with me. But yeah, I mean, you know, I can't find fault in the man. You know, if that's what he wants, then hey, you know,
and then you can do
more
it,
power to you. More power to you. Now, depending on where you go, you know, I don't want you playing for none of my rivals. You know what I mean? Dallas is the only one I'm not worried about because they just paid Dak, so they ain't taking Aaron Rodgers on. But
right,
the Eagles and the Giants, they in play. They in play, and Aaron can say where he wants to go, but it's on the team. It's really up to the team to decide.
That's
so
true.
You know, let's just hope he don't end up in the NFC East for real. Unless he's playing
okay.
for my team. Unless
Dude.
He's playing for my team, then I can take him there. But, you know, tomatoes, tomatoes.
I take him on my team. I take him on my team. I don't want to take him nowhere else.
Right.
Because he's definitely a threat. Wherever he go, he's going to be a threat.
Yeah.
Unless he go to the Jets or somewhere like Jaguars
and
or something like that. And he ain't doing
and let me
that.
Say this. Let me say this real quick, T. You know,
mm-hmm.
all of this smuck that's being thrown on field, you
mm-hmm.
know.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And you know, when are we going to get past
this? It's because of his skin color. It's because of his skin color. I'm going to go ahead and say it.
Yeah, I agree.
They dogging that man out because of his skin color. And he probably is better than, he not better than Trevor Lawrence. He definitely not better than Trevor Lawrence. But he's better than everybody else.
Everybody else. And, you know, they were saying how teams are asking him questions that they're not asking everybody
else.
I mean, come on, man. Come on, man. Come on, man.
Donovan McNabb said it the best. Donovan McNabb got an article out on it right now.
Yeah.
It's
I mean,
terrible.
It just doesn't make any sense, man. When are we going to get away
do better.
from this nonsense, man? When are we going to do better? You know, but hey, it is what it is. We want to thank each and every one of you, even the ones that got mad at me. And, you know, I apologize if I hurt any feelings or, you know, anything like that. But, hey, that was a good heated debate, and I enjoyed
yes,
it. I enjoyed it mm-hmm. to the fullest. So, hey,
thank
y'all
you.
Get ready, man. You can get ready. That draft is it'll be on in 1 hour, Tank. 1 hour, we'll be able to watch our teams. And my man. Go ahead, Miss T, it's on you, babe.
Oh, it's come to that time, you guys. I definitely hate to say goodbye, but it's never goodbye. So say see you guys on Tuesday. At 5 o'clock, you know, we're always here at Kale's Corner. We love you guys more here today, more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow. Hug, love somebody. Just hug them tight. And watch the NFL draft, y'all. Just have fun. Just have fun with it.
You know it. You know it. Like Miss T said, we want you guys to come back Tuesday, 5 p.m. Hey, listen. Ain't nothing like being able to say you was there when it all started. Kale's Corner
mm-hmm.
is going places, baby. It's going places. And we want to take all of you right along with it. To
mm-hmm.
the newest member of the Washington football team, we say this to you, sir.
Welcome to D.C. We just scrimmage it though.